at 3199 Woodville Road. Engine 4 responded to a possible fire. When they got there, they discovered no fire, but electricity being supplied from the C. Charles unit to the D. David unit through an extension cord. Out of safety for all four of the units, they had electricity turned off to both those units. This morning we did follow up and found that the D unit tenant had requested the C unit tenant to help by supplying her with electricity for supposedly a day or two till she got something squared away with BTU. He didn't realize that that's against the city code for obvious safety reasons. A small extension cord is not a safe way to supply an apartment with electricity, and so it's illegal for anybody but the utility companies to supply electricity to buildings and so on. After discussions with both parties, power has been restored to the gentleman who was the Good Samaritan with a warning about the city law, and the other one has been instructed to go to BTU, and BTU has been instructed to go ahead and have them take care of all their business with them prior to giving the electricity back.
So this was a fourplex then?
This was a fourplex. So we have two families that were totally oblivious to the hazard that the other two were putting their families into, which obviously if I was one of those other two, I would be very upset that my family was placed in danger by these actions.
So this is not the first time you've come across this?
No, it's not at all. We've had several buildings that one of my colleagues has been doing a lot with these dilapidated structures and substandard buildings has seen quite a bit of this where people have asked others to help them. And in some cases, he's actually been working on cases involving theft of electricity where somebody did not realize somebody was walking up and hooking up an extension cord to their back plug on the rear of their house and so on and stealing electricity from them or from a rental property that wasn't being rented at the time, but the electricity was still being left on by the landlord, and somebody else was getting electricity off of it. So we have been seeing quite a bit of this. To learn about their city codes, and they're supposed to follow those rules. It's part of living in the city.
Compare this to putting too many outlets when you're lighting up a Christmas tree, and then multiply that by a factor, a big factor. That's
right.
in a sense what you're doing here.
Absolutely, it's like the Christmas tree overload on steroids. It's, you know, because they may start running air conditioner and refrigerator and who knows what off of it if they, you know, take that cord over there and then put a multi-extension on it and then start plugging stuff in, they could cause all kinds of issues. So, very, very hazardous thing at times. Something that we definitely don't want them doing.